It's the summer of 2004, and you're standing in the heart of New York's court system, Foley Square. The Republican National Convention is in town, and something odd catches your eye.
If you can imagine, a big megaphone, 14 feet long, that's propped up on the end by a kind of column, and then there's a platform, and then there's a ramp walking up to it. And it's bright orangey-red, by the way. Looks a little bit like a kind of agitprop from, let's say, the Soviet Union.
That's architect Lori Hawkinson. 20 years before the megaphone was installed here in Foley Square, Lori was asked to participate in a Creative Time series called Art on the Beach. The series brought artists and architects together to stage works on the Battery Park City landfill. Lori was paired up with artist Erica Rothenberg and performance artist John Malpied. The team designed, built, and installed a giant megaphone on the sand facing the World Trade Center. They called it the Freedom of Expression National Monument. In 2004, they were asked to represent the piece.
We looked around the city for a site that we thought somehow would have some resonance. What would it be pointing at was the question. We kind of narrowed it down to this location at Foley Square because you've got all the courthouses there. We thought, well, this is cool. You know, this is, you can actually be speaking to the government somehow, you know, kind of big brother.
The megaphone sat in Foley Square for 3 months, accessible to the businessman, the public art connoisseur, anyone summoned for jury duty, and the wary passerby alike.
People started proposing performance pieces for it. There was one woman who did a kind of impromptu series of performances on it at certain times of the day, and people would write suggestions on what she would announce in some kind of a bucket, and then she would read these things that were kind of, you know, found phrases from people.
Some people used the platform to proclaim their love. Others just screamed. All kinds of performances were organized by Creative Time. Spoken word poetry, readings of letters to the president, and dramatic reenactments of people grieving, among others.
What would you say if you were walking through Foley Square and you saw this giant megaphone with a ramp going up to it? You walked to the bottom of the ramp and you read the plaque. It said, Freedom of Expression, National Monument. Please step up and speak out. What would you say?